everybody. Welcome to another brand new edition of T Watches a Scary Movie. My name is T, and of course, we are talking scary movies. I appreciate you tuning in for another brand new review. Remember, new episodes go up every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, but you're going to want to get subscribed to my link tree because I put out more than just the one episode every week. There's always going to be multiple reviews coming out. So, get subscribed to that, and the best way to do it is go to linktr.ee/tscarymovie. If you head to my link tree and get subscribed, not only will that get you linked to the YouTube page for the video versions of the show, your favorite podcasting platforms for the audio-only versions of the show, but you also get linked to my Letterboxd for written reviews of new movies, and to my TikTok for horror TikTok videos as well, too. So again, multiple reviews come out every single week. Get subscribed so you don't miss any at all. So what do I have for y'all tonight? Tonight, we are headed to Critters 2, the main course. Folks, a couple months ago, I took on taking a look at the first Critters film, and I said I would eventually work my way throughout the series, and I am a man of my word, so we're jumping back into it. But it's kind of fun because not only am I doing Critters, but this month, because this is the first review of March, but this month I'm also going to jump into Puppet Master as well. We're going to start taking a look at the Omen films, and eventually I got to get started with Ghoulies as well. I know the Omen doesn't really fit into that, but I'm headed back to like these old, like bigger creature feature franchises that we had and just having a blast kind of working through them, honestly. Because with a lot of these, I've seen one or two, but I definitely have not seen like the entire franchise. And even if I have not seen these films in forever. So it's like getting to see them all for the first time again. And so, yeah, we're going to start jumping into some of these. But tonight, we are talking Critters 2, the main course. So, if you recall, the first film centered around Scott Grimes' character, Brad Brown. Scott Grimes, you might know from Ted, the TV series most recently, or The Orville, or American Dad, or Oppenheimer even. Like, he's been in so much in his Hollywood career at this point now. But it focused around Brad and the rest of the Brown family and how their home, their farm, is besieged by these alien beings known as Krites, or Critters, as we can say properly here on Earth, and about how these two bounty hunters, Ugg and Lee, show up to help the Brown family destroy the Critters and save all of their lives. Now, the first film ended with Ugg and Lee presumably destroying all the Critters with the help of the Brown family and Brad's friend Charlie, but the thing is that obviously, with a film like that, it's fairly easy to not really have to set up too much to get a sequel going. And that brings us to Critters 2, the main course, to where we find out that the Critters that were there in their small Kansas town in the first film laid eggs that had not hatched yet. And we find out that those eggs are ready to hatch here in the second one. Brad is now 15. The rest of the Brown family seems to no longer reside in their small Kansas town of God, what was the name of the place? Something Grove, right? Grover's Bend. Grover's Bend is the name of it. I had to look that up there. But the rest of the Brown family has taken off. The idea is kind of seems like that they just buried the story. They didn't believe it was actually aliens, some kind of mass hysteria, and Brad took most of the blame for it, it seems. And so the crowd doesn't want any, the residents of Grover's Bend don't want anything to do with the Brown family, and especially Brad, who has returned home to visit his grandmother. Now, of course, Brad returning coincides with these leftover critter eggs hatching, and now the town is besieged again by the Krites coming to eat everything they possibly can. But Ugg, Lee, and Charlie have also returned to save the day once more. Now, here's the thing. Only the first two films in the Critters franchise were theatrically released. And when you look at a lot of horror from back in the 80s and the 90s, a lot of franchises typically get to that point to where you're going to have maybe a couple, maybe three that hit theaters, and then the rest of them are all going direct to video. Now, Of course, that typically means that you're going to drop a bit of the budget. The story itself might not be as interesting as it once was either. You lose a lot of things that are really good about having the theatrical budgets to go along with that. Critters 2, the main course, because we're not there yet, still very, very much looks like a theatrically presented film. And if anything, it's actually a little bit more enjoyable than the first one. If you recall my review of the first movie, which you can find in the link I'm going to place up there for you guys. But I talked about how one of the issues the first movie has, that it takes a little bit until we actually get to like the critter invasion, until they're actually going around and killing like any and everybody that they come across. And I get that, because we have to kind of build it up, but it's not exactly a long movie. So we don't have that much time that we get to spend with these beings. And in Critters 2, again, not a long movie at all here. It's under 90 minutes at that point, but we get to it a little bit faster. We already know what to expect. We know that nothing is good is going to come out of these critters, you know, being back here on Earth and back in Grover's Bend, and that it spells nothing but trouble for Brad. And I think that what they were able to do a little bit better here with Critters 2 is have some actual real stakes this time. Because, no, we don't think Brad's going to get taken out. Scott Grimes is our main character, and he's honestly a little bit more enjoyable this time around just because he's a little bit older. And this is the kind of time to where, like, when you go back and watch horror movies and these characters do get older from being little kids, you can kind of relate to them just a little bit more. It makes them a bit cooler, and Scott Grimes does come off as cooler in this film. Not that he wasn't in the first film, but that makes him more enjoyable to follow as a protagonist. And what's kind of more interesting this time around is that in the first film, you know, Charlie, Brad's friend, wasn't really given that much to do. You know, he's the town drunk, he's the town joke, basically. Nobody takes him seriously at all. And he goes off with these bounty hunters at the end of the first film and comes back now as supposed to be a bounty hunter with them. But as we see earlier on in the movie, when they're on a different mission, you know, he's only slightly less of a buffoon or a screw up or a mess up, whatever you want to call it, than he was when he's living back on Earth. And so knowing that they have to go back to Grover's Bend to find the rest of these critters and destroy them, you know, Charlie's a bit worried because he feels he's going to get left behind, because what does he actually offer Ugg and Lee as a bounty hunter? So they actually do start adding in some good storylines for a few of the characters in this film, including especially for Ugg. Ugg is the one that looks like Tim Curry, excuse me, looks a lot like Tim Curry, I said, who's played by Terrence Mann. He got his face off the dude who was in the music video, The Power of the Night. And he's back again. And they actually give him a really good story as well, too. So Critters 2 actually adds as much of a story as you can get for a random late 80s monster movie. There's actually a story to it. And honestly, some of that credit has to be given to the director and writing team this time around, because this was Mick Garris's first film. That's right, that Mick Garris, who's done so much work in the world of Stephen King, including my favorite Stephen King adaptation, The Stand, came back and directed this, and he co-wrote it as well with a guy named David Toohey, who you might know from the Chronicles of Riddick franchise. This man, you know, has done quite a lot in this room as well, too. And it's so fun and interesting because everybody comes from this horror background. And I think it's very easy to assume that so many bigger names in the horror industry always came from doing like these massive, like big projects that are just cult classics. And Critters 2 is definitely that. But I think a lot of people would never think that we'd have two powerhouses like Mick Garris and David Toohey working on a film like it. And it's so cool to see some of their earlier work, because Critters 2 is honestly an enjoyable film. Nothing wrong with the first movie. You know what you're getting into when you watch it. Again, it's a creature feature. But the first film kind of seemed like a little bit more contained, because most of it was happening at the Brown farm, at the Brown residence. They were the ones they're really dealing with. And yes, a few other townspeople were kind of caught in the crossfire, but it was a very contained story, and nothing wrong with that at all. But Critters 2, honestly, what I loved about it was their town of Grover's Bend. You know, whether this is a famous like set or not, like, I just love the shots they set up into it, and they made it almost like a Western almost. If you go and watch the movie, it comes off very, very Western-like, that these outlaws have to show up in town to save this community from these bad guys who are besieging them and killing everybody in town without any questions at all. It's basically a Western, and there's so many shots, the way the lighting is done, the way the town is dressed, it seems very much like a space Western, and I absolutely love it. But not only that, I love the idea of the town is finally all on board and they're fighting back against the critters as well too, because to have just Brad and a couple people against the critters again might feel a little ridiculous, because it seems like everybody should have been made aware of what happened after the first film. So to try to play that again wouldn't have really worked. And so I love the idea that now the entire town's on board. Everybody knows these things are real. And it's really now the town versus the critters. And it sets up some very interesting standoffs that honestly make the movie a hell of a lot more interesting than it probably has a right to be. It's a lot of fun seeing the way that the town decides they're gonna load up and go to war against the critters. I love that. Absolutely loved it in this movie. Now, The film very easily could be set up for another sequel, and we know there are more Critters films in this franchise, so it's not like it's going to end here or anything. And it doesn't seem too egregious, obviously, to get a third film. I think that without having too much knowledge of the next few movies, I think that bringing Brad back might not work out as well. Like, skip a few movies, then get Scott Grimes to come back and do, like, adult Brad dealing with this, like, 15, 20 years later after his first encounter. I don't know if that's how the story goes, but I'm hoping, because it seems like a very fairly easy setup for it. And the fact that, we have new storyline to approach with Ugg and Lee and Charlie as well by the time the movie is done. I think that this film took what was such a fun and small and interesting concept from the first Critters film and really ran with it and set up a lot of great storylines for where this franchise could go. It's honestly, again, so much fun. And I hate that it took me a while to come back around and start checking these movies out, because they are that interesting, y'all. And I'm going to say it, Critters 2 seems to be the diamond here. This seems to be the best one, because I do like it more than the first movie. I don't know about the other ones yet, and we will get to those over the coming months here. But if you like Critters 1 and haven't checked out the second film, you definitely got to, because the main course is certainly going to keep you full. Well, that's going to do it for me tonight. You can let me know in the comments for yourself, what Critters movie do you prefer out of the entire franchise? Let me know, did you pick up what I'm talking about those Western vibes the Critters 2 gives off as well? You can tell me in the comment section, folks. Make sure to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, because I got more great reviews coming your way. But my name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared. Hey, everybody. Looking for a great way to stay up to date on horror news, as well as read the best of articles on anything scary out in the world right now? Then you need to head over to the Fangoria shop and get yourself a subscription. If you go to shop.fangoria.com/axdw, you can use my own personalized 20% discount to save 20% off on Fangoria magazine subscriptions, as well as 20% off any other items in their fantastic shop. This is a great deal. If you've ever been wanting to get yourself a subscription, now is the time to do so. Head to shop.fangoria.com/axdew.